Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for patient Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 8/30/1976, and date of accident 7/11/2023, and dictation number 0823-106. History and presenting illness are all dictated. I'm at the physical exam at this time. Blood pressure is 70/38. Pulse is 63. Pulse ox is 99. Height and weight is not recorded at this time, but either from the past dictation, you can check it. She has been seen as a patient to us, and this is her second accident. And temperature was 98.1. It's a 47-year-old African-American female, very obese, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, and clubbing or colonic here. And doesn't appear to be lethargic, but very anxious she is. She has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with a cane. And it's having severe problem in ambulation due to the pain in the knee. No acute shortness of breath. Severe pain phases are observed or acute distress. Skin. Rest of the exam will be from the template. Except for the skin, please mention that she has a confusion in both the legs in the front, below the knee, 4x4 inch in size, contusion of both knees without any fractures. No contusion at the knee, only at the shin or tibia. Also, there is a contusion of the right forearm, right upper arm, large contusion, 6x6 inches. She also has a contusion in the right breast, which is now healing up. All of these contusions are 1 week old, and they're getting better. Chest has a decreased breath sounds due to the pain in the chest, in the front, and also into the right breast. Neurological examination. All cranial nerves are intact. Rest of the neurological examination is completely normal. Motor power is 5x5, except in the right shoulder or right upper extremity. Musculature examination, severe spasm are noticed in the paraspinal region from C2 to L5, and also trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle. These spasms are associated without any trigger points or any tender points. And there is a hypertonicity of the paraspinal muscles, 2+, without any tenderness noticed. Ranging of the cervical spine is limited to falling, forward flexion 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation 10. Hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test is positive, dissection test is positive, protocol test was negative, Roos test is negative, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And cross leg Lagrange test is positive at 30 degrees. Breger test is negative. Kemp test positive. Lewinsky sign is negative. Sacral iliac spine. Bilateral sacral iliac spine are tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test were negative. But Weber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. The gait is antalgic, slow. The examination of the extremities except for the right shoulder and both knees and both legs and right upper arm, most of the extremities are, especially on the left side, are completely normal. Range of motions are normal with no pedal edema or tenderness. Contusion is only located in the both legs below the knee, 4x4, and also right upper arm, 6x6. But there is no laceration. All the range of motion of all joints is normal. Good test is negative. No leg length distance is noticed. The examination of the shoulder on the right is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal. And there is a contusion of the right upper arm. On palpation, there are no crepitus or grinding noise, popping noise. And flexion from extension or abduction are limited to 60 degrees on the right shoulder. And muscle strength is 4x5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff tear and was found that Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Prop arm test was negative. Carpal compression testing was negative. Distally, all the pulses and the sensations are intact. Motor power was normal, grip was normal. In the examination of both knee joints, bilaterally, there is a no scar, but there is an erythema and effusion, mild tenderness, peripatellar and around. No contusion in the knee as such, but there is a contusion of both the legs duplicating the airbag. And flexion is 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Patient can walk with some pain or antalgia. Valgus varus abnormality is present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray, Steinman, negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. V8.9 obesity. Yes. First of all, in general, E66.9 and V8.9.2 X60, Z79.891. S09.90 XA 854.06 M62.830 CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9 Nerves M79.2 Muscles M60.9 M79.1 Ligaments M54.0 Right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right leg M79.601, M79.605. Contusion. Pain in the right knee M25.561. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacral spine force M46.1 and S33.56. Plan of care for Senator Carter is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week for the affected areas. And progress will be measured and the evaluation will be checked and we go from there. Patient is already seeing a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, from her prior experience. Acupuncture are being ordered also, which are okay. Perfect. In the medication, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets are provided for healing purpose and to provide anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day are provided for muscle relaxation and healing of the spasm. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 60 tablets for headaches. Narco 10 over 325 is provided as a narcotic analgesics to help relieve the pain and help in ADLs and sleep. 14 tablets are provided. Her meds were reviewed. She has sent some pictures that are reviewed also. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI, yes, interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered, and there was no MRI available. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, we are going to order an MRI of the brain, and after that, if it comes positive, neuropsych evaluation will be needed. Provision of attendant care and case worker is being monitored. But not needed. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations, an MRI of the brain, neuropsych, I mean for TBI, for neurocont is ordered. An MRI of the right breast is ordered to make sure there is no hematoma. DME, the patient is ordered a monitor worker. I think she already received, or she was also provided a back brace, tension unit, and a neck brace. Education is yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit, 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.